Title: Re-Swing Transform Formula with Chop Tinal Character in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a Reese that doesn't just sit there like a modern clean synth bass. We're going for that old school jungle, early DNB feeling, where the bass sounds like it was captured, chopped, and re-triggered off some slightly stressed out sampler. It rolls, it swings, it has little timing crimes in the mids, but the sub stays dangerous and steady. This is an advanced resampling lesson, so the mindset is: design a solid source, print it, damage it tastefully, chop it, swing it as audio, then print again. We are committing in stages on purpose. That's the whole vibe. Before we touch anything, lock this idea in. We're going to run two clocks. One clock is the sub. The sub clock is strict. It's basically sequenced, anchored, and boring in a good way. The other clock is the mids. The mids clock can be human, late, chattery, and sliced. That's where the swing and the vinyl illusion live. Cool. Let's start. Step 1. Build the PrintReady resource. Make a new MIDI track and load WaveEatable, stock Ableton, Oscillator 1, Classic Saw, Oscillator 2, also a saw or go square if you want more bite. Detune slightly. Add unison, 2 to 4 voices, with a modest amount, think around 15 to 30%. We want weight, not instant trance super saw. Pitch wise, you can keep OSC 2 at 0 for the classic thick Reese. Or, if you want a more harmonically talky midrange, try OSC 2 up 7 semitones. Just remember, the more interval stuff you add, the more the mids will fight your break later. It's not wrong, just more to manage. Filter, pick LP24. Add drive, 3 to 6 dB. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 250 to 800 HC range to start. Don't overthink it yet, because we're going to automate and resample later. Amp envelope, fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 2 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain down a bit, minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. The reason is we want it to lean and have a tail, because chopped phrases sound more like vinyl when there's something to cut off and re-trigger. Now add movement, but keep it controlled. Use an LFO to the filter cutoff. Rate 1/8 or 1/4 and keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. Optional, a tiny LFO to oscillator pitch, like 2 to 6 cents, just enough to feel like wobble memory when we print it. If it sounds obviously wobbly, it's too much. After WaveEatable, give it some attitude. Add saturator in analog clip mode. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, then chorus ensemble for that classic DNB widen, but don't get silly, amount 10 to 25%, slow rate, and width somewhere like 120 to 200%. Now the critical engineering move, split sub and mids early. Create an audio effect rock and name it something like Re-Split. Make two chains, sub chain, EQ 8 with a low pass around 90 to 110 HC. Steep slope if you like, then utility with width at 0%. If you want, add a gentle compressor just to level it, nothing aggressive. Mids chain, EQ 8 high pass at the same 90 to 110 area. Add optional auto filter for later motion. Add a second saturator for hair, like 2 to 5 dB. Then utility width maybe 110 to 150%. And remember the rule, the center must stay dangerous. Jungle can be wide, but it can't be hollow. At this point you've got a Reese that's already mix-aware, which is going to matter once we start warping and chopping. Because warping full-range bass is where people destroy their low end without realizing it. Now we do the transform formula. The transform formula is: commit, chop, swing, reprint. And we're going to treat swing as a timing transformation, not just I put a groove on it and called it a day. Step 2. Print a clean 2-bar performance. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip and play a simple roller pattern. You want long notes that lean into short notes. Something like a long hit at the very start of bar 1, then a couple shorter hits later in the bar, and in bar 2 add a little variation, like an extra pickup before the snare. You're designing something that can be chopped into a phrase, not just a sustained note. Create a new audio track called Reese Print. Set its input to resampling, or route it directly from your Reese group if you prefer to be tidy. Record 2 bars clean. No master limiter. No fix it in mastering. We want a healthy print. Now, optional but powerful, give it chopped vinyl pre-texture before slicing. On that printed audio track, temporarily add vinyl distortion. Turn tracing model on. Pinch somewhere like 0.5 to 2.0. Drive low, 0.5 to 3.0. Crackle very subtle, 0 to 1.5. And honestly closer to zero than you think. The goal is already on wax, not sound effect library. Then add redux, very gentle. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Downsample just a touch, like 1.05 to 1.25. If you hear obvious aliasing fizz, back off. Then EQ8, and notch out anything nasty those devices introduced. Don't sculpt it into a telephone. We're just cleaning. Now resample again. Record that into a new audio track called Reese Texture Print. This is a big concept. We commit the damage so that when we slice, the slices inherit that character like it's baked into the recording. That's how it starts behaving like a sampled record rather than a synth running live. Next, slicing for needle chop behavior. Take the Reese Texture Print clip. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track, slice by transients for the fast route, or warp markers if you want manual control later. Use simpler in slice mode. On the new simpler, set playback to trigger. Turn gate off so tails can ring, because that's part of the vinyl illusion. Snap on so it behaves reliably. Now, here's where the swing transform really starts. We're going to apply swing in a way that changes the feel of the audio chunks, then we're going to print that, and optionally slice again. That resample and twistless loop is what turns a groove into a performed phrase. Method is groove pool on the slice MIDI. Open groove pool, grab something like MPC 16 swing, around 57 to 62. Apply it to the MIDI clip that triggers simpler. Set timing around 60 to 90%. Add a little random, like 2 to 6%. You can add some velocity influence too, like 5 to 20, because variation helps the worked record feel. Now don't just leave it. Commit it. Right-click the clip. Commit groove. Commitment is the whole point. If you keep everything as live groove, you never really hear it as a printed performance, and you don't make the bold edits that make jungle feel like jungle. Now resample the swung output. Record the simpler output to a new audio track called Reswing Print. Method B is manual warp late push. If you want surgical control, take Reese Texture Print, consolidate it so it becomes one file, so you're not stacking edits on edits. Choose a warp mode carefully. Complex Pro can smear bass. It's sometimes fine for full phrase, but if the low end clouds up, don't fight it. You can also warp only the mids later, which we will talk about. Add warp markers so that the second and fourth 16th note in each beat lands slightly late. We're talking 8 to 20 milliseconds, tempo dependent. Don't go by numbers only, go by the pocket against your break. Then resample that warped result and slice it if needed. Let me give you the teacher note here. Old sampler swing isn't just late, it's also duration. Some chops get shortened so the next thing feels like it falls into place. So while you're swinging, also think, which hits should be gated shorter, and which hits should lean and ring. Now we add the record handling gestures. Tiny pitch and filter nudges that make it feel like a needle and a hand are involved. Option 1. Simpler pitch envelope micro dips. In simpler, enable pitch envelope, set amount somewhere like minus 5 to minus 20 and decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds. This gives each trigger a tiny drag. The key is it must be fast enough to feel like inertia, not like an EDM tape stop. Option 2. Auto filter like a hand on the EQ. Ideally, put this on the mids chain only. Choose LP12, drive 2 to 5, and automate the cutoff with quick dips before snares and rises into fills. This is one of the quickest ways to make the bass phrase interact with the break without turning it down. Option 3. Clip envelope wow. If you're working with the audio print, use clip envelopes and draw very small transposition curves, plus or minus 5 to 15 cents over half a bar. Subtle equals believable. If you hear detune, it's too much. You want unstable medina, not out of tune synth. Now we do the most important part of this whole workflow, reprint for arrangement power. Record 4 to 8 bars of your swung setup while you tweak filter cutoff. Maybe tweak the pitch envelope amount. Maybe change slice density. Treat it like a performance take. Then pick the best 2 bars. Consolidate. And now your Reese is officially a sample. Like classic jungle. Now you can arrange it like a DJ edits a loop. Classic moves. Bar 1 normal. Bar 2 add extra chops before the snare. Every 4 or 8 bars, pitch the last hit up 3 semitones for a lift. Pre-drop. Filter down and do a tiny pitch slide, but keep it subtle. Jungle drama, not EDM gimmick. Now, let's tighten it in a rolling DDNB context. Sidechain. Put a compressor on the Reese group and sidechain from the kick, or the kick and snare bus if that's your system. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the bite survives. Release 60 to 140 tempo fit. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Unless you want a pump, don't turn it into a trampoline. Sub-management, remember the two clocks. If you swung the whole Reese, duplicate the swung print and split it into two audio tracks. Track A, sub only. Low pass around 100 Hz, mono. Minimal warp markers or none. Micro fades if it clicks. Track B. Mids only. High pass around 100 Hz. This is where you do the aggressive slicing, swing, and warping. Texture mode warping can be amazing here, because it gets gnarly in a good way, and you're not smearing the fundamental. Then recombine them. This is basically multiband time warp discipline, and it's one of the biggest differences between cool sound and works in a tune. Quick coaching on click management. Use microfades like a sampler engineer. In clip view, add tiny fade ins and outs on slices to stop clicks without softening the hit. Half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds on mids is a great starting range. If the sub clicks, go slightly longer, but try not to blur the transient too much. Also, consolidate often. Anytime your clip starts looking like a crime scene of warp markers, fades, and edits, consolidate to reset the file and keep moving. This avoids warp drift and keeps you in that destructive hardware mindset where decisions get made. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Number 1. Swinging the sub. If the sub shifts late, your whole tune feels drunk. The mids can dance. The sub needs to march.